slow from the Makaris for this sugya, because this sugya is a fascinating sugya. We'll get to the following shayla, hopefully. The following shayla is going to end up being discussed, a few other shaylas, but one of the shaylas, the first thing we're going to talk about, is you want a meeting with a high-level business guy. This connection would take you to the next level. You need this connection. So you make a very absurd deal with the guy. You know, what's a normal level? What's a normal rate for a commission type thing? I don't know, 10%. What's you know?
So on what?
Okay, there's no going rate.
How much does a car cost?
No, I'm saying, but a normal sarsa, a normal, you know.
Usually a manager for 10%.
No, I'm saying a person that puts together a deal.
A broker.
Whatever the brokerage deal is. So you tell the guy it's an absurd number. You know, you're going to give him 40% of the deal, you know, if you put together this deal. So you put them together, you put together the deal. So the question is now can you say, you know, or more than that. Let's say a shidduch. A guy just told me that he just got a message from, I'm not sure what form of communication it came through, but whatever. He got a message that he says, he has a friend, you know, this guy's himself, you know, close to 40. So he said he got a message from an old friend of his from Yeshiva that he has a sponsor, that he's never married. This guy's still single. So he has a sponsor that whoever makes his shidduch, he'll get $25,000.
Whoa. Let's do it.
So this went, you know, yeah. So
everybody's interested.
So you know, I have a sponsor. He's sponsoring this guy's shidduch. So I have a friend that's going to sponsor my shidduch. If you get me a shidduch, $25,000. So obviously the first question is, what's wrong with this guy? You know, is he okay? And what hurdle do you have to get over?
He just overlooked him. He was sitting in the room.
Yeah. Good. So now he gets married. Does he have to pay does you have to pay the shadchan, Maisa?
That's right.
Does the guy have to do it? Does the guy have to do it? Does the shadchan have to do it? It's a crazy amount of money, right? So let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. The way we came to this through Rosh Hashanah Aveda was because the question is, do you have to give up money to go save someone else's Aveda? But anyway, the Gemara says like this. There's a concept of Meshata Anibach. The Gemara is talking about, this is not that good. Is the Gemara is
there. Yeah, there's at least two sheets.
Yeah. So there's a Gemara of the Gemara is talking about that I have honey. One guy is walking with a barrel of honey. One guy is walking with a barrel of wine. The honey is more expensive than the wine. So the guy with the wine sees that the honey is leaking. So he spills out his wine and he's willing to catch the other guy's honey in his barrels. But he says, you got to pay me for my wine. So the guy says, fine, I'll pay for the wine. In the end, he's mechuyav to pay for the wine. So the Gemara, why? V'nimle mishati nibach, I was fooling you. No, you do it for me, but no, Meshat Anibach, I'm fooling you. Because we have a source for that. We have precedent to say that. So Gemara, the first, Gemara Baba Kama, Kufta Zayin, right? So, Milay Tanya, Haresha Yabarech, a guy got out of jail. He got out of jail, but he's got to get a ride to the nearest train station so he can get out of here. So he's not going to run to the train station. Haisama Avairis Lafanov, and there's a guy, there's a cab driver, there's a guy that you know, takes people. Amrloi told Dina Vavireini, get me over the river. So this guy takes people over the river for a ride. Now the normal price for that would be a quarter of a dinar. So you tell the guy, $100 to the train station. Let's go. The guy says, no problem. Let's go. And then at the end, the meter says $12.50. You give him $12.50 and leave. So Gemara says, Amar I told dinar vavreini, ain't lo ela schara. You got to pay him a schar. You don't have to pay him the amount you made up. You can say, Alma, Amar le mishatani bach. You can say, I fooled you. Shkoyach, I fooled you. Kol tov. So why here also? So the Gemara, lema lema shata nibach, holy dami ala la seifa. No, you gotta go like the seifa. Avim Amar le told dina zeb ischar chavavi reini. Noisin leschar meshula. Maish nareish maish na seifa. So basically, the Gemara says if the guy took a loss because of this, because the guy, I have someone else waiting that actually did offer me.
You took 10 people going
to see. Right, I had a loss. I'm not sitting in my boat taking people for a ride. I sit in my boat go fishing. So I make a lot of money my fishing. Now you want me to stop fishing and take you? I took a loss on that. So then you have to pay me back my loss. And the Ketzos says, not only you have to pay me back for my loss, then you could pay me back for everything we made up. Once you got a loss, then you have to pay back whatever you made up. Because, because that means that the guy took a loss for you because of the Tanai. So the Tanai is Kayim. Once
I thought what it said, the Gemara says you're just paying the schar. It happens to be
No. The second case is since he took a loss, you have to make the you have to pay up the whole tanai. The first case is your tanai is bottle, and you just pay whatever is he, whatever the meter says.
Let's say I tell you 10 bucks and he lost 8 by doing it. You don't have to pay him 18.
No, you pay him 10, but you don't have to pay him only 8. Is what I'm saying. You don't only pay him the loss. You don't only pay him the loss. You pay him whatever you made up. Now the tanai is kai. Right, so maybe. The Ketzais has a tzad. The Ketzais has a tzad, like any hefset. Okay, this is a Gemara. There's a similar Gemara in Yevamos. Next page. The Gemara in Yevamos, Gevaldika Gemara. Okay? It's the next page over here. Bas Chamua de Rapapa. Rapapa's sister-in-law, the way the Gemara calls her, is the daughter of his shver. Okay, his sister-in-law. Nafla lifnei yavam, she'ein hagunla. So his sister-in-law, Rapapa's wife's sister, was married to a guy, and her husband died with no kids. So now she has to do yibum. And her brother-in-law, that she was going to do yibum, was some guy that she didn't want to marry. So asal kamei abaye. So Rapapa came to Abaye. Amrlei, no, so the guy came before Abaye, and the guy came before Abaye, yeah, the yavam. And Abaye knew that it wasn't a good shidduch. So Abaye said, Chalitz la ubekacha takoinza. Abaye said, you know, do chalitza, but you know, chalitza is the marriage process.
Right.
Now, chalitza is the get, really. But he was trying to fool the guy into doing the chalitza. So Amalei Rapapa, who's the brother-in-law of the girl, he doesn't want the girl to get messed up. Like Savar lo mar lo adam Rabbi Yochanan. It's not true. You can't do that. You can't fool a guy into doing chalitza. He thinks he's getting married. The chalitza doesn't work. Ve'elahechi Amalei. So Abaye says, so to Rapapa, what should I tell him? So Rapapa says, look, Amar Lei, tell him, Chalitzla, she should do Chalitzla, Amana Shatita Lach Masayim Zuz, and she'll give you $200. So Abaye says, fine, no problem. You're telling me, you're the brother-in-law, you're telling me to tell him, do Chalitzla for $200, no problem. Amar Labasa the Chalitzla, he did the Chalitzla. Amar Lei, so Abaye told Rapapa, okay, so you told me that you're going to give the guy $200. So I told him that, so give him the $200. Amalei zil havlei. Amalei mishat anibach avdalei. I did mishat anibach. I pulled that shtick from Baba Kama, remember? That's what I did to this guy. Because we have a Gemara in Baba Kama. Amalei tani arei shai berech meis asur. Vaisa ma'avar lafanov. Amalei told din of avireini. Ein leil eschare. Amalei mishat anibach. Achana mishat anibach. So Gemara says, that's the source that you could say I fooled you. So Amalei avuchecha. So Abaye told Rapapa, where's your father? Meaning to say, what did he say with that? Rashi says, if you're so sharp in learning, it must be that you're fully supported and you don't have to work. Because if you would have to work for your panasa, then you wouldn't be as sharp in your learning. You have your sugya. So he says, so your father and mother support you. That's why you're so good in learning. But the mice, he gave him an ayin hara. And Rapapa's parents died. Okay, whatever. That's not the point of the story, yeah? The point of the story is that he was allowed to say Meshata and he bach and he fooled him. So there's a big, big machlokes in the Rishonim. What's the pshat in this? I hire a painter. The guy tells me, this job, look, I'm a busy guy, but this job, I'll do it for you for 10 grand. 10 grand. The going rate for this is 3,500. What are you saying? So he says, okay, I'll hire you. And then after the job, you pay him 3.5? What, you can just fool people? What's going on over here? What's
market value?
Yeah, but so what? But I made up not market value.
And you agreed to that.
And we agree. We both agreed. No, so some say it's a no, but let's say, first of all, that's not so push it to such a thing as a no. The Nesivis gets involved in a no. But the Ritva over here brings two pshatim. So basically the two pshatim are as follows. Rashi's pshat, the way he learns up Rashi is, because in both of these cases, in the case of the chalitza, and in the case of saving the runaway guy, the person who's doing the service is obligated, he has a mitzvah to do it. And you're not allowed to charge for a mitzvah. Like we learned last week, Hashavas Aveda. You're not allowed to charge for Hashavas Aveda. So Mamela, this guy's running away from jail. He's a Jewish guy. He's running away from jail and running away from the government. So you mechuyev to save him. So now, you're making a deal. Dinar, not dinar. You mechuyev to do it for free, really.
So my hefzer is not really.
So now you mechuyev to do it for free. So now we pay you like a poil bottle. We pay you like a poil bottle. You know, now the poil bottle, you're not really bottle because you do this all day. So you get the meter price. You get the meter price, but really you can't charge for your service at all because it's a mitzvah. to save the guy. And chalitza, now the Ramban says that's a little shver in the case of the chalitza, because I'd rather get married.
Right.
I wanted to do the yibum.
And you get payros for that, because if you now you get to inherit her property.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. It's a big taina. That's very good. So, right, in the case of the chalitza, the brother-in-law really wanted to marry her. Do you fool me? You can't. It's very hard. The Ramban asks, and Rashi, how could you say that the ikar svar is alts mitzvah? L'chor, if it's alts mitzvah, then if it's alts mitzvah, so then l'chorah.
The marriage comes first before the chalitza.
Yeah. So, but now, Zokter Ramban, no, that's not the pshat. The Ritva says, you know what pshat is?
Rabbi said, the whole thing of half said has nothing to do with there's a mitzvah. You can't put half.
Yeah. So look where he brings it. He in this paragraph of the Ritva, which is the third page of the booklet that I printed today. So the Ritva says the pshat over here is no, not alts mitzvah. If you look at Rashi, he says Amalei our papa Yochel lemeimah mishat ini bach pirish Rashi where I marked it. Kiv and the chalitza ksheri medina nami lesle look at v'chulu. It's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth line of the paragraph, towards the end of the line. It says mikol makoyim. A dying sark lahoisef bizu. You have to add on pshat. Ubehidim avaris in the case of the taxi over there. Kiava bisha kotzatz imoi schiros. I hired you. Va'asa poyo malachtoi. He did it. A pia schiros ahu. I hired you and you did it. All of a sudden I don't have to pay you. Uba alma kia gavna, a regular case. Ain't you a cholachzer boy? You can't decide I'm not paying you. The chayv losses masha posak imoi meshulam. You got to pay the full value. Shani hacha kimitoicha oines posak. I was an oines. I'm running. I'm huffing and puffing away from jail. And I say $100. You should have known that I'm an oines. I'm desperate. So how could you take me seriously? You know that I'm desperate. So therefore, it's not a good psika. Why would every other chalitza in the world's free? All of a sudden, the guy comes to me and says, $200, do chalitza. You know that the reason the guy is making you do chalitza, he doesn't want you to get anywhere near a sister-in-law.
Right?
He wants you to stay away. So you know he's an oinus. You know that he's being forced into a corner to do this because normally who in the world charges for chalitza?
Don't make him around. Can't open it from the inside.
You have to go around.
Broken.
So you know that the guy's being forced into this. He doesn't want to give you the $200. No one gives $200 for chalitza. So why in the world is he? Obviously he's an oinus, right? Or why in the world is he offering you a full dinar? By the way, a dinar is a lot of money. So a dinar, 200 dinar is enough to live off of in a whole year. So it's like dinar. I don't know. It's a lot of money.
Yeah. I opened it, it's shattered on the floor, so I can't get another one. He's like,
$250.
I said, what, you said 580 for the whole set? No, not if it's
a Okay. So, Mamela, this guy's running away for his life. He makes up with the cab, take me to the train station, I'll give you $1,000. You gotta be nuts. What, you think the guy's really gonna give you $1,000? So he says, since the guy running away is an oinus, so therefore the whole psika is bottle.
And
according to him, the psika is bottle, and you get the going rate. Okay.
Is there still mitzvah to take this guy? Like, I know you're kidding. Huh? You're not gonna pay me $1,000. I'm walking away.
Well, he's not going with the idea of mitzvah. It is a mitzvah, but that's not the reason why you're not getting paid. The reason you're not getting paid is because the guy's an oinus. Okay. So now, according to the machlekas over here comes out. The zokter Ramban. That anytime it's an oinus kihacha, ena hagen lo kedesh lo tis agin katzav v'chein ba ma'avar is oinusu umachmas oinus pasak v'ktsitza ba oinus k'man d'les adam yav'ein lo l'scharei. Okay, so just to review, what we're talking about is two cases. A guy's running away for his life. He needs to get it to the train station. He sees a cab. He says, "Get me to the train station. I'll give you $1,000." He gets to the train station. The meter reads, $12.50. He pops out of the cab, gives him $12.50, and leaves. That's the halacha. So Shaila is why. So we said Rashi says it's because the guy's a chiyuv to do it for you for free because it's a mitzvah saving your life. And memel by any mitzvah like that, even if you tell the guy to do the mitzvah, you pay him, right? So someone goes over to a person and says, Lubavitcher guy goes over to a person and says, I'll give you $100 to put on tefillin. So put on tefillin. So then you don't have to give him $100.
Just say he offered to give him the $12, but you're right, whatever it costs, he doesn't have to pay him for it. It's a mitzvah.
Oh, so you're asking, according to this, the first shot, why do you even have to pay him the $12.50? So the reason you have to pay him $12.50 is because, I have that written down as a kasha, but I think the reason is because you have to pay him at least like a poil bottle. He's not mechuyev to give up his time for you.
Right, he just spends
less than what the meter says.
No, because that's his poil bottle. Because he's working, that's his regular rate.
Yeah.
So his regular rate, you're allowed to pay him. His regular rate. Really, you should do it for free. Okay, you have to know why. The regular rate you have to pay. Fine. But not what you made up. According to the other pshat is, because since the person who's the runaway is an oinis, he's fighting for his life. So he just said something. It's like a shaita. A fool comes over to you and says, take me to the trade station for $1,000. It's not chal. He has no das. So the guy's ba'inis. He's being forced into the situation because he's running away. So his psika is bottle and doesn't work. So zokt the ritva based on this. So kosfu batoisis. Ki atzark samamonim. If someone needs medication. The katzatz aleim schar godol mipnei dochkoi. And I guess I have the medication. Oh, you want to live? No problem. Medications cost $1,000.
That happens every day. Go to the pharmacy.
Ain't a nice and you can take the medication.
Canadian price.
Pay the medication. Give the medication. Administer the medication, and then come and give them the market value. And you don't have to give the price that you made up. V'chein apoysik im haroyfei harbe. And who adin? A doctor. You want my services? He can overcharge, so you don't have to pay him. Avarbino a godol zal kosa. The Ramban holds ki apoysik im haroyfei harbe. Even if you overcharge a doctor, chayv litin loy. Ki chachmasay machalo shuhu shav kama. The doctor is allowed to charge whatever he wants. Why? Why? So the Ramban explains, the Taz says, because there is no market value on the doctor. Every doctor is different. So the guy says, you want market value? Okay, let me know how you're feeling in 2 weeks. You want me or you want the other guy? So this is my value. It's not that I'm overcharging. There is nothing to compare it to. There's no market value. So since there's no market value, I'm determining what my market value is.
What? He's charging more than what he usually charges.
In Hanami. Fine, if he charges more than what he usually charges. But this is what I charge. Every other.
$200. You tell him, do it now, then you get $800. I can do it now,
not him. Right. But if the pshat is the guy is the most expensive surgeon in the country. Okay. So that's my expertise. I'm allowed to charge for it. Okay.
Why is it different than medication? Because
medication has market value. That's what they're saying. Okay, so if something has a market value, you're allowed to fool the guy. But however, according to Rashi, it has nothing to do with market value. According to Rashi, the other pshat that it's out mitzvah, the doctor is mechuyev to heal you for free. Norvas, you're allowed to pay him kipoil bottle. Okay, so pay him kipoil bottle.
His price.
What?
His brain surgery.
No, because his poil bottle is no, it's not. Because what, his going rate? No, you pay him. How much would you rather do this than work all day?
Okay, so it's
a vacation rate, right? Okay, but it's kippah. Now, Maisa, so it comes out a big shiloh over here. Is this whole idea that you could think mishata ani bach? I'm running away. I make a crazy price. How does it go? Is it only by mitzvahs? Only something that the guy's mechuyev for any time that I'm an oinus.
Why would he say it though? Why would he say $1,000 tax?
Huh?
Why don't you just go into tax? All right, take me to the
finish. Because right now it's on my lunch break. I'm not driving now today. Well, you're driving a yellow cab. Yeah, it's Sunday. I'm not.
Come on.
So he says, okay. So look at the last page over here. Very interesting thing. Okay. Look at the last page. So it says like this. It's a siman shin lamed vav in Shulchan Aruch. So there's two sifim here that are very interesting. Sif beis is like this. Haroyfe, first of all, haroyfe also lito skar hachochma v'halimud av skar tircha v'abatal mutar. First of all, a roife is a doctor is mukhiv to heal people for free because he's a mitzvah, just like hashavas aveda. That's how we got into this whole thing. You're not allowed to charge for hashavas aveda. You're not allowed to charge someone for healing him because hashivoy say loy, you know, something you're mukhiv to do it. You're mukhiv to save someone's life, so you're not allowed to charge. So I was like, what's going on exactly? So I looked in the Nishmas Avram. Nishmas Avram was written by Avram ben Avram. He was a chash of a doctor, and he was very close with Rav Shlomo Zalman, a lot of gedolim, major time chacham. Anyway, he wrote 4 volumes of Shulchan Aruch. Anyway, he writes over there 2 heterim why doctors are out of charge nowadays. One of them is because One of them is because he had his, because if he wouldn't heal you, this is how much he charges to goyim. So Mamela, it's like Schar Batala. Everything, his full price is the Schar Batala. Right, but Terech and Batala is just what he would, if he was working as a grocery store. No, if he's...
He can't charge for his student loans. He can't charge for what it took him to...
No, what are fees? Fine, so fees, but how can he... He can't charge extra.
Charging for what a doctor's service.
A service, you're not allowed to charge for a service. You're only allowed to charge for the fact that I'm not taking vacation.
I'm losing a break. Yeah.
I'm not taking vacation. I'm losing my vacation. That's what Schar Batala is always.
What's Schar Chavalim?
You know, he means I can't charge you more because I'm a learned guy and all that.
I charge for what I did for
you. Of a Schar HaTorach, the Tircha. It means if I did a house call, or the fact that I had to go meet you in the hospital, but anything specific to my skill, I can't charge. A doctor can't charge more than the nurse. In other words, I can't charge you for my skill because I'm mechuyev to do it. I'm only the Schar Tircha, right? So this is the second teretz. Very good. So the first teretz is because since he could charge goyim, so memela everything, even the higher price is a Schar Batal. The other pshat is what he was tining. It's a good vart. Is based on the rush in Bukharis. The Gemara says that adon. You're not allowed to charge someone to do a din Torah. You're not allowed to charge someone to be a dayan. But the Rosh says, let's say someone, all they do is they're a dayan all day. So that's their panasa. So it's not the pshat, you have a regular guy, do me a favor, do a din for me. Okay, so then I'm a chayiv to answer for free. But this is my panasa, and Klai So wants this to be your panasa because they want that there should be people available all day to do dine Torah. So Mamela, they're allowed to take a panasa to be a dayan because... That's gufa the way they're going to be living. We're not talking about a guy doing one. So for a doctor also, since this is what he does for a living, he's allowed to make a living off that. And that.
How do you define a living?
Okay, exactly. So that's a good question. Okay, maybe not. Maybe he's talking about a guy that on his spare time does it. Yeah, you know, he needs to make enough living to be available for people. I don't know. Now let's go. That was a little off topic, but it's interesting. Let's go to the next piece. Me, sheish l'samanim, I have medication. V'chaveroi, tzarich lahem, and my friend needs them. Also, loy lahalis b'demeim, yoisim in aroi, I'm not allowed to overcharge. V'loid, el afil poskulay b'demeim. And if I do overcharge, mipnei tzarich hashab, the guy's an oinus, remember? The guy needs the medication. He's an oinus. And he makes up a price. He only has to pay the face value. He does not have to pay the full price. So this is like we learned just now in the Rashba. If the doctor did make up an expensive price, you have to do it because that's his going rate. So very clearly, he's going over here that the issue is that are you an oinus or not? He's not going with the sfar of mitzvah. And mamela, your pesika is batal. But if the guy, and therefore you go by the going rate and whatever the going rate is, but your pesika is batal. Now, that's all... You know, the sources in the Gemara that, but now back in Hilchos Hashavas Aveda comes up. What about in the, what about the case of what about some of the other things? So if you pass me one of the bigger booklets there. Yeah. Okay. So you can pass one back also. So over there, it's in Reish Samech Dalet Siv Zayin, which is on page of the Shulchan Aruch, pages 289 on the bottom. So there, he passes like this. He says, "V'chein mi shebarach." Here, it's on the bottom. You see where it says here, 289. Pretty small, yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch says like this. Next time we got to print a different type of Shulchan Aruch, but
yeah,
you know, since this was printed in Vilna in the 1800s, I'm saying we've Baruch Hashem upgraded since then. So, okay.
So where are you holding on?
It's Siv Zion over here.
Zion, okay.
Someone's running away from jail. And there is a little path there. He goes into the cabin and says, pay me. And I'll pay you a lot of money. You only have to pay him what he made out. You are the regular going rate. If you said a fisherman, he could have made money during that time. You have to pay him everything you made up. Okay. Now, I don't think you're gonna be able to read this, but I'm gonna read it. It's the last line of the Rama. The Rama says, "Uveshadchanos ein lo elo schare afa pisha hisna imay losis leharbe." Shadchanos is the same thing. So a guy's desperate for a shidduch, and he comes to you, and he says to you, he says, "Look, if you get me, if you can help me meet that mishudeches over there, then I'll give you like we said with that story, $25,000, you know." So now, oh, the shidduch goes through, unbelievable. So he doesn't have to. He finds out what's the going rate, $1,000 per side, whatever. Whatever the going rate, and you don't have to pay the full shadchanos. It's a mefurish Rama. So not everyone agrees with this Rama, but this is the Rama.
Some people pay charge $10,000.
What?
Some people charge to walk through the door $10,000.
That's what I'm saying. The question is, what's the going rate? So now, the only thing is that the Rama says, "Bikitzer, why?" The way I understood it from the Aruch HaShulchan is because what shaykh is the shidduch? Why? I'm not mechuyev to do it, and it's not an oynis. Teretz is it's an oynis. He's going with the pshat of oynis, and he's saying the guy is so desperate to get married, he's an oynis. And since he's making up such an absurd price, the psika is bottle, and you go back to what would happen if you didn't make it tonight. So you go with the going rate. Now maybe you're allowed to do the. Now the thing is that the Rama says
we're just gonna act a little differently though. You're doing a little
what
more work.
Like what like, is a thousand?
So the what?
1,000 rules, same thing. So it becomes not desperate than anyone.
Well, obviously this guy is still 40.
No,
right?
But there's 1,000 of the shidduch rights that anybody's like that. So it's not. So it becomes normal to do that, and people accept well, the money.
Okay, so now the Ketzos says that the only way that if you want to get out of this problem, you have to make a kinyan. If you make it a kinyan,
what's the oynis exactly?
The oynis is that the guy's desperate to get married.
Okay, that's
that's what I'm saying. I don't understand. I don't get why. Bishlam, the guy's running away from jail and he's about to get caught by the authorities. One thing. The guy's sick for his life and you have medication to save his life. Okay, that's an oynis. The guy, she's about to do a chalitza. And she's desperate. She does not want to get married to this guy. So you could force a guy to give a chalitza. Good. Those are the three cases we have. All of a sudden, we're extending that to shidduch. I'm saying it's a little bit of a stretch.
You guys don't know.
What?
You guys don't know.
The last case where I got to get
part of the witness is that the guy should have known that Meshach
on you. Right.
There, you can extend it
desperate. Right. Meaning, if a guy comes and says, "Please, listen, I'm desperate. Get me a..." Okay, once you say the word desperate, so your whole seeker's bottle.
The onus itself isn't the same, but you should have known that he didn't feel he's being facetious.
Right, but
that he felt desperate,
but I can't do it. Of course,
no, just ask the kasha up front. You're not going to really pay me that amount of money. Let's just be honest.
What if you now? By the way, everyone speaks out. Everyone does speak out that if it's within the range of normalcy, then you're chayiv. Because why should you assume that it was machmas the oynis? Some people charge 1,000. Some people charge 5. Some people charge 6. So I made up 6. Okay, so we made up a normal price. So that avada the psikas chal. But remember, you didn't do a kinyan here either. You just said it. So since you just said it, the Ketzos says, if you would speak it out with a shidduch or a shvua, a kinyan, even if you shake your hands on it, even if you shake on it as a kinyan, or you made a shvua, the Ketzos says that there it's chal. There it's chal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even with the yam, even running away from...
Okay, so the Nesiva says, in the case of the yam, not because you're back to the svar of mitzvah. We pass it like both reasons. So therefore, if it's a mitzvah, even a kinyan won't help. But if it's not a mitzvah, it's only out to
oynis. Is it not a mitzvah to get married?
Yeah, but it's not a mitzvah for me to make your shidduch.
There's a case where a guy can get a kinyan, and he had a samachas who could donate to him, but he's in time, will never go to the Kosovo. He's a recipient. If he takes his kinyan, he'll never go to the Kosovo. So this will be oynis. He can make the deal, and then...
Right, unless he made a kinyan on it. I'm saying.
What?
What did you say? Yeah. So now. So the way the ktsoy says, im nishba oy betkias kaf. So then it works. Why? Handshake. Why? He says because since the whole svara is ella dehecha de ein leila schara I hani mishum meshata nibach. The kivan de shvua mesalik hashata. How could you say, "Oh, I was fooling you"? You made a shvua. Im came a melech choyvel of lakayim kifimash pasak.
Kivan de shvua. Who made a shvua?
No, fine, but you got out of the hashtag. You got out of, you can't say I fooled you anymore. Now the whole thing of shidduch is a big shaila. The last tshuva in the Rambam over here says it says mikan nirali from the Gois Maimonides mikan nirali the ha'imer lo'isam shadchanim ani etin l'chakach v'kach sheploni yezavik bitoy li. Apparently, this is not a new thing, by the way. This whole shidduch crisis.
This goes back way back.
The tshuva in the Rambam is saying that the guy went to the shadchan and he said, "I'll pay a lot of money to get me that girl." You know, forget the whole price. If you made up a crazy price, you get to go in great. But if you spent a lot of time with this, and etc., maybe he lost money from it. Maybe he lost money because he could have put that effort into someone else. Okay. But then he goes back and forth. But it's a big shaila in the poiskim. What about a shidduch? The way he says it here, also, the Tashbit brings that the Ikar Svara is, so he says, so he says anytime it's an oynis, ul'inyin schar shiduchim, im haye b'neim kinyin, chayv losis loikom mashana d'alayim. Okay, v'chol shkinyin ma'isa shvua, v'im ein kinyin v'loy shvua, then he brings the suffik, ma'akish adav a suffik, mo'it milch v'al v'raya, ein lo l'schar aroy loy. So you could tell the guy, mo'it milch v'al v'raya, and then, right, and then the guy's going to go to the other side and say, you want to mashadach with these people? These people are so dishonest, you know. Now they don't want to pay me. I don't think it's a good shidduch. But anyway, so that's the shells. No chamo. So what about a sarasur in business though? Oh, by the way, the sma brings down another very fascinating case. Okay, you have a contractor. And he does the job, he does 85% of the job. And he comes to you and he says, oh, that last 15%, it's going to cost
more,
you know, whatever, some sort of a crazy amount of money. Okay, and he's not proving his expenses. He's just saying, I can't finish the last 50% unless you give me like crazy amount of money. So he's kind of forcing you into accepting, because what, are you going to stop now? He already did 85% of the job. And now he's saying the last 15%. So the Sma says on that, you also have Mishat Anibach. You could tell the guy to do it and then pay him the going rate.
Does this get in the way of...
But why? Because you're an oinus. You're an oinus. Right? Now, if he makes a Kenyan, obviously, then you would be chai.
Does this get in the way of Dina Demachusa?
Something else. Dina Machus is a separate issue. This is talking about that you're not going to go to court. If you're going to go to court, this is separate issues. But anyway, so the point is, bottom line, so we have a Gemara Baba Kama, we have a Gemara in Yevamos, that someone that's running away is allowed to say that he's going to give, but the person, but he doesn't have to pay. And we have two pshatim, either because the person providing the service is mechuyev to provide even for free, or even if that's not the case, not mechuyev, not al mitzvah, like by Shavas Aveda, but al kuponim, because you're an oinus, and therefore the tanai is bottle, and you have to pay only the going rate. And it seems like we pass like that svara. And mamela, any time that you're being forced into a situation or someone's taking advantage, it's really like the person's taking advantage of someone who's vulnerable, right? I'm vulnerable. I'm desperate. I need it, and you're taking advantage. So I'm allowed to kind of say yes, and then in the end, say, unless it was a Kenyan. Once it was a Kenyan, it seems like all the places can agree that that you have to pay the full amount. Okay.
Is the recorder on?